You know, there's bad pieces of legislation, like Bill C-11, the Online Streaming Act, Bill C-71, which would essentially grant birthright citizenship to foreigners. But then there's an entirely different category, a category for Bill C-63, the Online Harms Act. Maybe let's call it the authoritarian category or tyrannical category. Bill C-63 is without a doubt the worst piece of legislation ever proposed in Canada, certainly the most dangerous. It would fundamentally change the way that Canadians use the internet and interact on social media. And worst of all, it would weaponize the Canadian Human Rights Commission against conservatives. And that's what it is here. This is not a piece of legislation that will equally apply the law to everybody. This piece of legislation is designed to silence those who do not accept, for example, infinite migrants coming into the country, that do not accept the degeneracy of those that push the 2SLGBTQ agenda. It is designed to silence those that do not accept multiculturalism as the solution to all of Canada's problems. This piece of legislation, if passed into law, will secure the upper hand for some of the most radical and progressive people in this country, finally silencing those who would dare to think about disagreeing. Well, C-63 is back in the news this week because MPs have been debating the legislation in its second reading in Parliament. So on this show today, we will be telling you the truth about this piece of legislation and not what the legacy media or the Liberal government are telling Canadians. We'll also be showing you what MPs are saying about this piece of legislation. Because if any of you thought that this piece of legislation was about anything else other than silencing conservatives, these clips will show you what is really going on here. But before we do, be sure to drop a like on this video. Help us out by subscribing to the True North YouTube channel. The common question for the episode is this. Do you think Bill C-63 will become law in Canada? Let me know your answer in the comment section below, and let's get into it. Well, if you ask the legacy media, or you listen to what Liberal MPs or NDP members of Parliament are saying, they will tell you that Bill C-63 is about protecting children online. It is about protecting children from sexual exploitation online and the sharing of explicit images. Now, everyone can agree that protecting children online is extremely important. No one disagrees with that. The problem, however, is that the bill has nothing to do with that. Yes, that part is in the text of the bill, but that is not the objective of the legislation. We know this because the original piece of legislation, the original bill that this was crafted out of, Bill C-36, had nothing to do with protecting children. Now, what we do know is that the Liberals decided to put all of this protection for children online into Bill C-36, repackage it, call it something else, call it Bill C-63, and use it as a Trojan horse to push through their censorship agenda. And anyone who dares to speak out against Bill C-63 can be attacked for not caring about children. It really is that diabolical. It really is. And for those that still have faith in this government, it's probably something that is hard to believe. But let's go through what is in the bill and why people like myself, political commentators, and the conservatives are opposing this piece of legislation. And when you see this, it'll become quite obvious why. For example, you could end up in prison for life, a life sentence, 25 years, for committing a hate crime if this bill passes. That would be potentially attending a protest that is, quote, motivated by hatred of race or national or ethnic origin or religion. Or you could end up in prison for, quote, calls for genocide. But what does calls for genocide even mean? We have heard from some people that chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, is a call for genocide. So you could end up in prison for saying that if Bill C-63 passes? Directly from the bill, under hate crime, everyone who commits an offense under this act or any other act of Parliament, if the commission of the offense is motivated by hatred based on race, national or ethnic origin, language, color, religion, sex, age, mental or physical disability, sexual orientation, or gender identity or expression, is guilty of an indictable offense and liable to prison for life. That's just the appetizer, folks. According to the website savefreespeech.ca by Greg Wycliffe, a political activist and former PPC candidate, he writes, Bill C-63 would broaden the definition of criminal hate speech to include detestation and vilification. Detestation is defined as intense dislike. Willfully promoting intense dislike against any identifiable group could result in 5 years of prison time. Okay, so you're going to jail for an intense disliking of a protected group. Again, this is a 5-course meal here, so get ready, we keep going. You could end up on house arrest and be forced to wear a tracking device at the Attorney General's discretion if someone fears that you may commit a hate crime in the future. Not that you have committed any crime, but someone believes that you might. You know the movie Minority Report? Well, it's real life in Canada. At least that's what these Liberal MPs want to see happen. Pre-crime, being debated right now in the House of Commons. Bill C-63 would create what is called the Online Safety Commission, and this unelected group of bureaucrats could order a takedown to any social media platform of something that you have posted. So a group of nameless, faceless, unelected, and unaccountable bureaucrats could determine what you're able to post and see on social media. If this Digital Safety Commission determines that what you have just posted is harmful content under the following definitions, such as content that foments hatred, content that incites violence, content that incites violent extremism or terrorism, or perhaps content that induces a child to harm themselves, they could order that social media company to take it down. And last but not least, let's call it the dessert course of Bill C-63. You could be hauled before the Canadian Human Rights Commission by an anonymous complainant who feels that your online content was hate speech. If the Canadian Human Rights Commission agrees that your content was indeed hate speech online, you could be forced to pay tens of thousands of dollars in fines. So when you see that, it's not hard to disagree with Jordan Peterson, who called this the most totalitarian bill he has ever seen.
The Trudeau woke mob has managed to extend themselves even further into the legal Netherlands with a new bill called C-63. Which isn't law in Canada yet, but is soon likely to be. And it is the most totalitarian Western bill I've ever seen by quite a large margin and in multiple dimensions.
In an attempt to justify the fact that under this new piece of legislation, a Canadian could be sent to prison for life for attending a protest, Liberal MP Ikra Khaled said that Canadians shouldn't be concerned about this because the life imprisonment is a maximum sentence and not a minimum sentence. Therefore, all concerns should be disregarded.
Let's start with the proposed hate crime offense. It would make it an indictable offense to commit an offense in the criminal code or in any other act of parliament where the offense is motivated by hatred. It would have a maximum punishment of life imprisonment. A maximum punishment, Mr. Speaker, not a minimum.
She also goes on to essentially accuse conservatives of being incels and spreading hatred against Muslims and Jewish people in the House of Commons during the debate for Bill C-63, which they tell us is all about protecting children.
We as parliamentarians have an obligation in this House to ensure that we ourselves are not inciting hatred. That we ourselves are conducting ourselves in a manner that is becoming of what a multicultural society that Canada is. And recently, I have not seen that happen. I have seen tropes, whether it is incel, whether it's against women, whether it's against trans communities or gay communities or Muslim communities or Jewish communities. I think that this bill will go a really long way to ensure that we are setting the framework for what is a strong, united Canada.
And then Winnipeg MP Kevin Lamoureux said that conservatives who oppose Bill C-63 are far-right, tinfoil hat-wearing MAGA conspiracy theorists.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I guess that's two reasons why now the conservatives are actually opposing the legislation. They have that That far-right element, when we're a little bit kind here, that have that tinfoil impact, where they believe here and there and there and over here in these stars, and Canadian rights are being overridden. There's two reasons why the so-called common sense nonsense conservatives are actually voting against the legislation. One is in regards to the censorship issue or the conspiracy theory, that far-right MAGA component within the Conservative Party, Mr. Speaker.
As if all of the concerns Canadians have about Bill C-63 aren't directly written in the bill itself. The gaslighting is truly remarkable, even by the Liberals' own standards. But the Bloc Québécois, they're also supporting this legislation. And you know, sometimes the French to English translation from Bloc Québécois MPs isn't exactly perfect, but I don't think there were any translation issues here when Bloc Québécois MP Denis Trudel said the quiet part out loud about Bill C-63, that politicians are receiving too much online hatred.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, this is important legislation. C-63 is important. We politicians are experiencing online hate daily. It is a scourge.
It is a scourge. Therefore, we need to place rules on Canadians that would potentially put them in jail for daring to criticize a politician if, for example, the unelected and unaccountable Canadian Human Rights Commission apparatchiks determine your content to be motivated by hate. I don't know about you, but from where I'm sitting, it's pretty hard not to hate the people who are trying to rip free speech away from Canadians. Let me know your answer in the comments below in regards to the comment question. Do you think this bill will pass? All right, everyone, that's going to do it for us today on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Harrison Faulkner, and this is Ratio.